Get comfortable in your seat. Wriggle out any discomforts. Lay your hands comfortably in your lap. Put your feet flat on the floor and start to focus on your breathing. And just breathe. Allow your own natural rhythm of breathing. Focus on nothing else but your breath. While you're naturally breathing, I want you to remember that your breath is your source of life. The air you breathe is your connection to all things. It's your connection to your own spirit and the spirit of the universe. The air that's slowly moving in and out of your lungs is connecting your energy to the universe. You are one. Now let's take some long, deep breaths deep into our stomach to really allow us to relax into this visualization. Remember to draw your breath deep into your stomach and feel your stomach expand with each breath in. Focusing on your physical self, take your first, long, slow breath in deep into your stomach. Hold it for a moment, then let it out with a sigh. Feel any tensions release from your body. Now take another long, deep, slow breath, this time focusing on your emotions. You're going to let them go. They're not going to rule this special time just for you. And let them go with a big breath out. And take one last long, deep breath, this time focusing on your intellect. We're asking your intellect to take a back seat now, and as you breathe out, feel your spirit taking control. Breathe naturally, and be aware of your spirit self, your true self, that special light inside you that's unique only to you. Only you really know who and what your spirit self is. Connect to that place inside you. Connect to that source of wisdom and power and love. Feel the love that is your spirit. It's a beautiful, non-judgmental, all-accepting, completely forgiving, unconditional pure love. It loves you so much, and it is you. You are pure love, pure light. You're beautiful, so, so beautiful. Before we start this visualization, I want you to remember you're in a safe and loving space. You are safe. Anything you feel is completely natural and right for you at this moment of time. I want you to give yourself permission to really open up to this visualization. This is special time just for you. So use it. Love yourself and make this special time count. We're going to start this visualization with getting really familiar with any feelings you have of dissatisfaction. I want you to take a few moments now to slowly remember what it is in your life that makes you feel dissatisfied, that makes you feel uninspired, empty, lost, like something's missing. What's the key area of your life where you feel like something is missing, where you know in your gut that you're not fulfilling your true potential? Try to focus on one key area of your life. It might be your relationships, your health, your fitness, your career, or finances. Maybe you're simply not having enough fun and adventure. Maybe you want to contribute more to the lives of others. What area is it that's causing you the most dissatisfaction? Now focus on this. If you're having trouble connecting to your dissatisfaction, ask your spirit to help and guide you. Your spirit really does have all the answers. And if you really can't connect to one specific area, just focus on your general feelings of dissatisfaction. You have them. It's why you've put this time aside to do this visualization. Now really connect to how you feel when you think about your dissatisfaction. Really feel it. See yourself when you're deeply in this feeling. What are you doing? What are you saying? What are you thinking? Really feel it. Now, I want you to connect to the impact these feelings and this way of being have had on your life. Feel the impact. Who's it affecting? How does it affect your children, your relationships, your health? What's your future looking like if you do nothing about it? Really feel the impact in your life. If tears come, let them. You're in a safe, confidential, loving space. Really allow yourself this time to connect with these feelings. These feelings are real and they need your attention. Now, imagine your life and these feelings if you were doing nothing about them. Allow these feelings of dissatisfaction to build and build because you're doing nothing about them. How does your life look now? Really feel it. See the impact it's having on you and those around you. Now, if you could stop these feelings, if you could let go of the dissatisfaction and reduce the impact it's having on your life, would you? Of course you would. So let's stop. Let's choose to do things differently. Remember, you have the power of choice. You have a choice. At any minute in the day, you have the power to choose. You're a conscious being that can make different decisions that serve you. You know that anything is possible, and you've made a promise to yourself that you're going to live your life in conscious awareness, making conscious choices that serve you and ensure you're moving away from dissatisfaction. You can do this because you are finally listening to your true self. You have decided to live the truth of yourself, your spiritual self, which knows your purpose and is always guiding you, if only you would listen. And now you are. You're an incredible person. You're a beautiful spirit. You've already achieved so much in your life. You're perfect just as you are. Remember who you are and how far you've come. And remember, you're exactly where you're meant to be at this moment in time. Everything's perfect. You are perfect. It's now simply time to grow and live into a bigger, better version of you. It's what your spirit wants you to do. You know it. You feel it. It's time. You're ready. It's your time to shine. I'm now going to ask you to use your imagination. Your imagination is so powerful. The chair you're sitting on was once only someone's imagination. The electricity that's lighting your room was once only someone's imagination. The technology used to create the CD you're listening to was once only someone's imagination. Your imagination is powerful. Let's use it to create the bigger, better version of yourself now, in this moment. If you believed anything was possible, if you had no fear, putting aside all immediate challenges and all the reasons why perhaps you think you can't have what you want most, who would you be? Now see yourself. Who are you? Without the dissatisfaction. How do you feel? What do you look like? What are you doing, saying, thinking? What are you reading? What are you spending your money on? What conversations are you having? Remember, You don't need to know the how. It doesn't matter how you reach this future point in your life. Just imagine what could be possible for your life without knowing the how. I really want you to see it. See yourself living into a life of plenty, a life of fulfillment and inspiration. See it, feel it, taste it. What does it feel like to be inspired? What does it feel like to be doing the work you always dreamed of? Or being physically fit? Or being more creative? Or having more holidays? Or being more spiritually aware? Or an inspiration to your children? Imagine how people see you now. You're living into a more inspired version of yourself. What are they saying? What are they thinking? I bet they're saying, I want a bit of what she's on. I'm going to give you a few moments now to really connect to this vision. Enjoy it. Go on, do it now. Now, I want you to believe me when I tell you that what you've just imagined is a reality. It is possible. You can have everything you just thought. You can feel all you just imagined feeling. It already exists on an energetic level. Trust that this is the reality of you, and you're taking your first steps now towards living into this on a physical level. Accept for a moment that the ideas and thoughts and inspirations you've just had are messages from your spirit that these are the truth of you. Now, everything you just felt and saw, I want you to really magnify it. I want you to really step into the life you just imagined. Do it again. Really turn up the energy. Do it one more time. Really go there. Be it. Live it, taste it. Go on, be the person you know you are. Speak as that person. What are you saying? How do you walk down the street? Where are you going? What do others see? In what ways are you inspiring your children? What's happening in your relationships? Where are you living? What's the next holiday you're planning? Are you working? What are you doing? Feel it. This is you. This really is you. Wow, that's quite a vision, huh? The truth of you is pretty powerful. You are a beautiful, talented, unique person. You have so much to give. Be excited. I want you to take note of how you're feeling right now. What you feel now is real. Whenever you have doubts, fears, negative chatter, remember this moment. This is real and this is your truth. Take a moment to hold this image and this feeling. You can draw on it anytime you need to. Be thankful for the ideas you've just had. Be thankful for the person that you already are and for the person you're becoming. Take a few moments now to thank your spirit self for showing you the truth of you. In your own words, be grateful for your dissatisfaction because that was your spirit's way of telling you it's time to grow. It's a beautiful gift. In no uncertain terms, you've been told you're ready to expand into the best version of you. And you've seen what that is. So show your appreciation. And now we're going to bring this visualization to a close. So become aware of your breathing again. Focus on the air moving in and out of your lungs. Be aware of the chair underneath you. Focus on your feet on the ground. Feel connected to your chair and the ground. Feel properly present in your body. And slowly, when you're ready, open your eyes to your new reality. Brace yourself. Your journey has begun. Enjoy it.